The 90-61 win over Kansas City tonight. Our Boston Scientific Heart of the Game winner was Isaiah Enan. He had a career-high 11 rebounds, scored 4 points. His first career start, you can see the confidence building with each and every minute, especially coming off of the stellar performance against Boston College on Tuesday. He joins us from near the Gopher locker room. Isaiah, great game tonight. How did it feel to get your first college start and to, again, have an impact?
Thank you. It felt very good. Like, I was obviously, like, as a basketball player, you always want that opportunity. So I was very happy to get it.
Isaiah, Mike mentioned right before we tossed it over to you the confidence level. You look to be very confident out there this evening, but, you know, from last year and the first five or six games this year, that confidence seems to be growing. Would that be an accurate assessment?
For sure. For me, the biggest problem was probably just adjusting to American basketball. Coming from Europe, it's very different. So just with more experience, I feel like my confidence will grow and play better and better.
Yeah, coming from a guy who played overseas myself, what differences did you see from coming across the pond and coming over here, and how difficult was it to make that change?
I would say the biggest problem for me was defensively. Back in Germany, I used to play the wing a lot, and here in the U.S., like, especially in college basketball, they like to play like three guards, and the American guards are very quick and athletic. So just getting used to that, and then obviously the physicality at the four, just gaining weight and stuff like that. I would say that was probably the biggest difference.
You had 9 rebounds in the first half today. Kind of take us through the mindset. You know, have you been a good rebounder most of your career, or is it something now that you're starting to understand can help you get time on the court?
I would say with me, it's always a mindset thing. Like, I have to get into the game thinking that every rebound is mine. And if I play like that, I feel like with my length and athleticism, that's like a great opportunity to help the team.
You also had a couple of assists tonight. I know right to start the second half, you had the lob down low to Liam Robbins. And, you know, there's that aspect where guys that are a little taller are better passers, it seems, in general when they come from Europe. Has passing been a part of your game that you take pride in, too? And will we see more of that as your season continues?
For sure. I mean, with Liam, we have kind of like an anchor down low. And I feel like, especially through the high low, that's a great opportunity for us to put him on the board. And, yeah, so that's something we will definitely look more into.
All right, now, last question for you as you get ready. This Tuesday night, it's the start of Big Ten play. You went through that last year for the first time. And as you know, it's a gauntlet. It's a tough row, and there's some tough games in there. How eager are you to get going with this group and see what you can prove in Big Ten play?
I'm looking forward. I'm actually looking forward to it a lot. I think we have a great opportunity this year with this team. Like, we're very, very deep, and I feel like we can definitely make some noise.
Well, very good. Great game tonight. 4 points, 11 rebounds. You had a couple of assists, two block shots, and a steal. So keep filling that stat sheet, and good luck on Tuesday against the Fighting Illini.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.